Dan Sweeney.
You're listening to the Afternoon Report on WJBC and WJBC.com. It's time for another WJBC Newsmaker.
Oh, not just another. Au contraire. We have a great interview lined up for you today. Mark Peterson, Town of Normal, how are you?
I'm great.
It's good to see you. We haven't gotten together for a long time.
Interrupted by St. Louis Cardinals, I think, last time. So it has been a while since I've been here. Good to be back.
Yeah, really good to see you again. Normal has a brand new website, normal.org. And it's tell us what it's about, because it's another step forward for the town in the ability to reach out and talk to the people who live there, and for the people who live there to talk to you guys.
Right, absolutely. We communicate so much over the cybersphere, if you will. A lot of information, a lot of people rely on getting their information from any organization, certainly local government, through electronic media. And we have, obviously, the website's an important part of that. All of our social, we have countless social media pages. I couldn't tell you how many Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, and so forth that we have. I can't even keep track of that. But it has become such an important way for us to communicate information with our residents. And it's been it's an increasingly important way for them to communicate with us. So every once in a while, every so many years, we have to overhaul our website, and that's what we've done. We did a major overhaul on the website, so it's visually very attractive. I mean, I liked our old website, but this one's even better. But I think more important to the general public is its navigability is much more simple and easy than the old site. We really have tried to focus on what people are looking for in our website, not necessarily what we think is important, but what do our customers, our residents, when they come to our website, what are they looking for? And we tried to fine-tune the website so we're getting them the information that they're looking for quickly, conveniently, and accurately. So they, you know, with no more than three clicks, they ought to be able to find the information they're looking for.
That's what I was going to ask you. How many clicks to get to where you needed to go?
Three clicks should do it. Unless it's something that is pretty obscure, and then you have to drill down a little bit more. But it's we're also trying to label the website in ways that people can easily follow. Not necessarily nomenclature that we in the business are familiar with, but when somebody is looking for a problem, try to make it very simple so they can put in a few keywords and it will take them to the place that they need to get the information. So it's a beautiful site. Lots of people were involved on staff, but we've gotten very good comments from the public. And this is a site that will be changing quite regularly. We're going to try to keep it fresh, obviously up to date. There's nothing worse than getting on a website and the information's outdated, and this will be current and up to date.
Yeah, you won't go back to it. That's the thing that
I
find out if it's outdated. Well, if that's how much you cared about it, I guess I shouldn't either.
You're right.
And you know, Mark, these days, and it's been this way for a long time, but these days, you have to think globally. You have to think bigger than just, hey, the people in Normal are going to love this, because how many people who might be looking to locate here? That's the first entrance.
You are absolutely right. People who are considering a business here, they're being transferred here, and they want to find out more about the community, or they just hear about this place called, is there really a place called Normal? And they want to get on and find out more about us. So, yeah, it's not only just for our residents, but also for visitors, future residents, future business investors. You're absolutely right, Dan. You have to think globally today.
And it's a great opportunity for the city to take another step forward to reaching people who want to know that you would hope would want to know about Normal.
Right.
It's normal.org if you want to go check it out. That's a step forward for the town of Normal. Let's talk about Tiger Grants, because I am not sure I totally understand. It's a cool name. I like that. But the Transportation Investments Generating Economic Recovery is what Tiger stands for. The towns together applied for a Tiger Grant. Is that correct? Am I off to the right premise there?
Yes, we did. The two towns, along with the state of Illinois, applied for a Tiger Grant to essentially reconstruct a significant part of Main Street that encompasses both parts of Normal and parts of Bloomington. This is Main Street is actually a state route, so it's state controlled. But obviously, it's very important to both communities. So we joined with the state of Illinois, and our both staffs from both communities put a lot of time and energy into this Tiger Grant application, which is an extremely complex and sophisticated application process. Of course, the state of Illinois, the Department of Transportation, was highly involved, and it was only one of two projects submitted by the state of Illinois for a Tiger Grant. In years past, they've submitted 20 or 30 projects. They decided we need to focus on our most important priorities, and one of those was our Main Street in Bloomington Normal. Unfortunately, we didn't make it this time. We did not get funded. There's a very limited number amount of dollars available, and there were many more applications submitted than could be funded. We are going to follow up with the U.S. Department of Transportation to find out how did our application stack up. What were our deficiencies? And they will give you that feedback so we can decide, do we want to try again the next round, give it a shot, or were we far enough down the list that this isn't the type of project they're looking for? We still believe it's a great project, and I do believe it fits the Tiger program well. And we may give it another shot next year if we feel our chances are good. A lot of these projects, they don't get funded the first year. Some of them I learned that were funded this time around have submitted three or four times in the past. So it takes a while. But I think if it's a good project, we'll keep pushing for it because it is really, Main Street is a critical transportation arterial in our community. And so it's critically important that we get that improved.
What would have happened had you gotten the funding? What kind of improvements or changes would we have seen on Main Street?
Pretty dramatic. Not only just the physical pavement would be replaced, and it needs it, believe me, it's bad. But we would look like on the normal side, of course, as you get up on Main Street, there's a lot of commercial development and lots of pedestrian activity. So we were going to, with that money, improve the pedestrian ways, the sidewalks, beautify the streetscape, create some designed crossings for pedestrians, because up around the university, some of those kids are crossing wherever they choose to, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
So improve safety dramatically for pedestrians by creating some nice, clearly defined crosswalk areas. Again, taking more of a broader perspective, looking at all the intended users, pedestrians, bicyclists. You'd probably see bike lanes along Main Street. Certainly cars and trucks, transit users. Try to accommodate all of those users equally with this roadway improvement. So it would change not only the appearance of Main Street, but to some degree the functionality.
I have it in my head that there were also ideas floated around about widening Main Street.
Well, to the extent that it can be widened. Again,
you don't have much
room. There's a physical limitation. There's a how far you can widen it. So there would have been some widening in some areas where it can be accomplished, but in many areas you're kind of stuck with what you have, so you've got to make better use of the pavement that's already there.
Yeah.
So we're hopeful we can get funding for this, because without federal funding, that project is likely not to happen. The state doesn't have that kind of money right now, so we're going to keep trying.
Would this have been for just Main Street, or would it have been in Bloomington, for example, the East Street, whatever they call that? That, you know, because it goes Main Street doesn't.
Yes.
It's really not a big factor once you have
right.
the.
Or
would it have been just the Main Street?
It would focus on Main Street, but it also would have some impact on the what we call the couplet. It's in Normal, it's Kingsley, and at Bloomington, it's Center. Or, and so, yes, it would have some implications there, but most of the investment would be on Main Street.
What's the metro zone? We were talking about that here before we went on the air, and I knew the term, but I didn't know what it exactly encompassed. And this is something I think might be a big secret to a lot of people who live here in town.
Yeah, you're not alone. A lot of people don't know the metro zone, and it's too bad because it's really important. Speaking of collaboration between the two cities, we were just talking about the Tiger Grant, which is a great example of two cities working together. The metro zone started almost over 30 years ago. Back in 1986, the metro zone was formed, and it's really been an extremely successful partnership between Bloomington and Normal to develop the west side of the community. And I'm talking west of the interstate all the way out to the far edge of the corporate boundaries. The Enterprise Zone covers an area of about 2,200 acres. And it was formed back in 1986, shortly after Diamond Star Motors announced that they were going to build a car plant out there.
I remember when that happened.
You do remember, and that was a big day for our community. But the city fathers and mothers, I was not part of the city at that time, but they got together and said, you know, we need to work together to see if we can invest in this West Side and infrastructure and services to try to create some economic development. Because back then it was basically just farm fields.
Yeah, it was.
There was nothing out there. So look at it today. You've